Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Hey, it's Sparky Pfeiffer, 1250 AM The Fan. Check out the website, 1250amthefan.com, or on your Odyssey app for all the interviews I do throughout the course of the week. Just had Tim Dillard, former Brewers pitcher, Valley Sports Wisconsin analyst, interviewed him. That's up on the website if you want to check that out. Jim Polzine from the Wisconsin State Journal interviewed him this week. You want to check that out as well. Tomorrow, a couple interviews I'm doing during the day. Tomorrow, that'll be up probably tomorrow night or Saturday. KJ Wright, the former Seattle Seahawk. Interviewing him. He's down on Radio Row down there doing stuff, so we'll talk with him. Looking forward to that. And Eric Name of The Athletic, Bucks beat writer, going to interview him tomorrow morning. We'll have that up on the site tomorrow afternoon on the Odyssey app. You can catch it out there too. Nathan Marzion, my co-host as always. All right, Nathan Marzion, let's talk about the Pacers and kind of what they did so far. So out goes Buddy Hield, 2 second-round picks. In comes Doug McDermott, Corey Joseph, Furkan Korkmaz, if I said his name right, on the 3 second-round picks as well. Do you like what the Pacers did at the deadline?
It was weird because it's like you essentially just went from Buddy Hield to Doug McDermott and got a couple seconds. But like, it was kind of like, why would you even like, why? I don't know why they would want to do that. They seem like they're playing well. Yeah. I know Buddy Hield hasn't been great this season. Like he was averaging a couple years ago, like 18 a game on, you know, 42% from three. He's now like 12 a game, 37%, 38% from three. So he hasn't been as amazing as he was a couple years ago, but still, it just was like, I just don't get bringing in a different shooter. You know, they do the same type of thing, Buddy Hield and Doug McDermott. They're spot up shooters who don't play a ton of defense. So it's just like, I don't really understand just like swapping out a player that, you know, was fitting in well and seemed, you know, you seem to be working for a guy that's a little bit worse and getting a couple second round picks. Like that was weird to me. You know, I don't think they got much better or worse. It just was very odd.
What about the New York Knicks? And I think, again, I didn't see them doing this deal with the Pistons necessarily here at the end of the day, but getting Alec Burks and Bojan Bogdanovic for essentially Grimes and a bunch of other crap that goes along with it. I thought that was a great deal for the New York Knicks. And I think the Pistons would take a roll of the dice on Grimes and see if he could turn out to be something that everybody thinks at some point. But they're not going anywhere anyhow. They cleared off some salary in the process. I think it made sense for both teams. But the Knicks really kind of showing right now that they're in this to win this thing right now.
Yeah, I agree. It was pretty good for both sides. Pistons may have been able to get a little bit more, but I do really like Grimes. The Knicks, like, yes, I mean, it's a good trade for them. They seem like they got better. They're legit. They're going to make a run for this thing. But I do wonder, do they have too many guys at this point? Like, it feels like they just have 10 good players that you're like, I mean, how do you even, I just don't know how you fit that all together. I don't know how you make that all work. And I'm not saying that's not a good problem to have of having too many good players, but it's just, it's like, I don't know. I sometimes I feel like they have too, like, it's all depth. And yes, they have a really good top 8, 9, 10. But when you look at their top three, you're like, can that top three win a title?
All right. Probably so right now, their depth chart, it's Brunson and DiVincenzo in the backcourt. Then it's Ananobi, Randall, and Hardenstein. And you have Robinson if he comes back. Then backups are McBride, Burks, Hart, Bogdanovich, and Sims. So again, like you were talking depth wise, if you look at that, they're probably 8 deep, maybe 9, but I would say probably more or less 8 deep. And they were definitely not 8 deep prior to all these trades between the Ananobi trade and then coming back and getting this deal done here. I think the Knicks did a really good job at the deadline. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm not trying to say it's bad. I have skepticism about having that many players that are playable, that are good players, where it's like, how do you make that all work? You're going to have to juggle some lineup stuff. You're going to have to juggle some who has the ball type of stuff. And the only other part of it for me was like, they were playing really good ball. Like they were really rolling. And all of a sudden you're throwing Bogdanović and Burks into that mix. Now, again, that could make it even better. It could, but it also could just add a dynamic where it's like, again, you're taking the ball out of some of the guys' hands that were getting comfortable. They had, you know, obviously Brunson's had a great year. DiVincenzo had been playing really well. And it's just like, okay, all of a sudden you're kind of taking the ball out of their hands, putting it in the hands of these new guys. Could that mess some things up a little bit? It might all of a sudden take them back a step and they have to kind of, you know, get used to this and everything. I'm not saying it wasn't good. I just, there's skepticism on my end of like how great this is for them, and how, like, I just see a lot of people automatically saying, oh my God, they're amazing. They're going to totally be a contender. Like, I think they're good. I think they can give any team a run for their money. I'd say they have arguably the highest floor of any team in the league, but I still don't know if their ceiling has been raised a ton. And I just, again, I kind of question how this will all piece together now that they have to adjust to playing with some new guys.
What do you think about Philadelphia and getting Buddy Hield at this point? I like it for Philadelphia. I really do. I think they needed some more scoring to guard against Maxey. If he goes cold or something in the playoffs, to give you another score. I like what that does for Philly.
Yeah. I mean, they basically traded a bunch of expiring guys and young, like a couple, like just meaningless guys for a better expiring guy. So they keep their cap space for the summer because they're gonna have a ton of cap space to possibly sign someone after, you know, all these guys' contract runs out, basically everyone except for Embiid and Maxey. So they keep their cap space, but they get a little bit better this year, only give up a couple second round picks. Like, that was definitely a good trade for them because it was like basically, yeah, I mean, you just give up 2 seconds to get better this season and keep all of your cap space. So they did a good job with that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What about the Boston Celtics? I don't think they did anything major necessarily. If you look at the Celtics, I don't think it's anything earth-shattering what they did. Cleveland didn't really do anything either at the deadline where you have to be concerned about them. Toronto's been moving pieces around left and right. I'm trying to figure out what exactly they're doing there. It feels like they're trying to be a playoff team, even though they don't have Siakam. That's what it feels like to me. What does it feel like to you with Toronto?
I am confused at what they're doing. And my confusion started last year at the trade deadline when they didn't get rid of Van Vliet, didn't get rid of Ananobi, didn't get rid of anyone. And they like signed, I think it was Jakob Poeltl or traded for Jakob Poeltl. And it was like, why are they getting another guy? They're not contending. They're not going to, you know, they missed the playoffs. And then they end up losing Fred Van Vliet for nothing. Like, it just doesn't seem like they have a set direction. And now all of a sudden, like, it looks like, okay, they're finally selling. They got rid of OG Anunoby, you know, to get quickly Barrett, pick, everything. Like, okay, I start to like their direction. And all of a sudden, like, they give up a first round pick. Ochai Agbaji is not bad. Like, he's a solid young player, but like, I don't get why you'd want Kelly Olynyk. He's got like 3 years left on his deal. It's not like he's an expiring contract or anything. I don't know. It's just a weird. They seem like they're destined to kind of be in the middle of the pack for a long time here, for at least a few years here, which to me is not where you want to be. Like, you either want to really have a direction of, okay, we're building towards the future, or really be starting to go all in. And it just feels like they're in the middle. And another move today where I just was like, I don't really get that. Like, why are you like, they shouldn't be giving up a first round pick right now to get some meh players. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
I will tell you the move that warmed my heart. seeing Grant Williams go to the Hornets. I was very, very excited about that. I was so happy. I don't really care about Dallas and Kidd and getting PJ Washington, whatever, but Grant Williams getting sent to Charlotte to play for that crappy franchise for the rest of the year. It just made me feel really good about life in general, Nathan. And maybe that's bad of me to say that, but I'm telling you, when I saw he got sent to Charlotte, I smiled and said, "Oh, that sucks. Too bad for you, buddy. That's on you. Too bad."
I do in that deal. I do really like the, what's his name? PJ Washington aspect of that. Cause he's a guy that I've always wanted on the Bucks. I just really like him as a power forward, plays some defense. He's still pretty young. He's pretty versatile on offense. So, that's a pretty underrated pickup. I think, a lot of people, because he's played in Charlotte, because he hasn't been very much, you know, in the spotlight, don't really know how good PJ Washington is. So, I'm excited to see what he can do there. And if he can, you know, help them really start to go from like semi-competing to actually competing in the West.
It's funny. I heard the Bulls general manager's press conference talking about how they didn't do anything again. One of the reporters brought up that, you know, fans are pissed off at him. Like, you're not doing nothing. You're not getting us better. We're kind of just treading water, whatever. And he said, well, that's from the fans' perspective. This is a reporter. He said, but from management perspective, were you just brought in here to kind of essentially get this team competitive again and competing night in and night out? From that aspect, you know, do you think you've done your job? He said, yep, that's pretty much right. I think I have done my job. That's what they brought me in here to do. He goes, we've had some injuries and so forth, but for the most part, I think we're pretty competitive most nights. Obviously, do we want to be more competitive with some of these better teams? Sure. And then he points at the standings and the sixth seed and pretty much says that, hey, we still got a chance to be the sixth seed here from the Bulls perspective. As a Bulls fan, I would absolutely be mortified hearing him say that. It would be like Herb Cole saying, yeah, we're competing for the eighth spot. That's all we're trying to do. Just get in.
I was just going to say, it's like 2012 bucks, you know?
That is just, that's just absolutely horrible. I feel sorry for Bulls fans. But again, I think that team is much different if Lonzo Ball never hurts his back. If Lonzo Ball is healthy and they have Ball, LaVine, and DeRozan this entire time, with his ability to play point, his ability to score the basketball, that Bulls team is probably much better. All right, take a quick time out. Come back. We'll talk about the Bucks getting trounced by the T-Wolves, mainly in the second half, earlier tonight before we came on to do the podcast. That's next here on Great and Growing. Download on your Odyssey app or you download your favorite podcast app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.